The Bright Star Baseball League gave the Sulphur Springs City Council an update on their plans to build their own $468,000 field. The presentation was made by Bright Star's Veronica Yost.
Celebration Field, home of Bright Star Baseball. This is the name we have chosen to name our new baseball field. And you may say, why Celebration Field? Well, because when those kids are out there on that field on those Monday nights, it's a celebration. And when those families are out there watching their kids play, it's a celebration. And after each of our games, our local community bankers provide a meal to the families, the children, and the buddies that help through Bright Star Baseball. And it's a celebration. We share a meal together every Monday night. And, it's truly, like I said, it's truly a celebration to see. Speaking personally as a parent of a special needs child, I always say that our wants and our desires for our children, when it comes to education, when it comes to the best teachers, they're no different than any other parent. They're no different than a parent that doesn't have a special needs child. We want the same things for our kids. And allowing them to participate in America's favorite sport, pastime, the game of baseball. That, it's just early on, I had a parent, right after the first game or so, she came up to me and she said, thank you. And I'm like, she said, I always dreamed that my son could play baseball, but I never thought it would be possible. So thank you for making a dream. This slide here is just a picture of a, or I should say drawing, it's only a picture, of the type of field that we are going to build. I was thinking, do I say wanting or going? We're going to build this field. And this field is, as Mark mentioned, it is a synthetic rubberized baseball field. And what it does is it allows, and this here is an actual photo of a field. Now, keep in mind, this is not our field, but this is the type of field that we are going to build. And it allows the children, especially those, all the kids will benefit from it, but especially those in wheelchairs and in walkers that use some sort of assistive device for mobility. But all of the children benefit from it, because one of the things that we have experienced quite frequently during our league and the different seasons is the rain. There seems to be a lot of rain when it's Bright Star Baseball night. And a lot of times we will wake up and it's raining. By 2 o'clock, the rain has stopped, the sun is out, but we can't play on the field.
Well, that's true, even a lot more right fall.
We have to cancel the games because the fields are too wet. So one of the benefits of this field is, hey, if it's rained all day and at 3 o'clock the sun comes out, or even at 5 o'clock if the sun comes out, guess what? We can play baseball. We don't have to cancel that game. This here, this slide is, as Mark mentioned that when we met, this is the field that the proposed location that he has said that has been designated, that when we build our field, that we can use this space here to build the new field.
KSST News.